Chapter 9 Treasure. Aunt Polly and Mrs. Thatcher waited for Tom and Becky on Saturday night. They did not come home. On Sunday, 200 men left the village to look for the two children. Many women visited Aunt Polly and Mrs. Thatcher, and they cried with them. For 3 terrible days and nights, there was no news. Where were Tom and Becky? On Tuesday, the village went to bed very sad. But in the middle of the night, there was a lot of noise, and everyone came out into the streets. "They're here! They're here!" people shouted. "Tom and Becky are back!" Tom and Becky came home thanks to Tom. He looked all over the caves. Becky held the end of the string each time until Tom found a new way out. Tom told everyone all about their adventures. But 3 days and nights in a cave are not easy. He and Becky were very tired, and they had to stay in bed for many days. After 2 weeks, Tom saw Becky's father, Judge Thatcher.
"The caves will not be a problem for anyone again, Tom," Judge Thatcher told him.
"Why not?" asked Tom.
"We put a big, strong door on the cave, and only I have the keys. Nobody can get in now."
Tom's face turned white.
"What's the matter, boy? Becky, bring him a glass of water."
Tom drank some water, and color came back into his face.
Good. You're fine now," said Judge Thatcher. "What was the matter with you, Tom?"
"Oh, Judge Thatcher, Injun Joe's in the cave," said Tom. They all went to the cave, and Judge Thatcher opened the door. On the floor lay Injun Joe's dead body. Our story is nearly finished, but there is one more adventure for Tom and Huck. Tom remembered the new way back into the cave, and also the place with Injun Joe's treasure. He and Huck took the string with them, and soon they found the drawing of a cross on the wall of the cave.
"Tom, let's go," said Huck.
"What? You want to leave the treasure?"
"Yes, leave it. It's haunted. Injun Joe died here," said Huck.
"No, he didn't. His ghost will be near the door."
"No, Tom, it won't. The ghost will stay near the money. I know ghosts, and you do too. The money is haunted."
Tom thought about it. Huck was right, and Tom was frightened. But then he remembered the cross.
"Look," he said, "Injun Joe's ghost won't come here because there's a cross. Ghosts hate crosses."
"Tom, I didn't think of that."
Huck was much happier. The boys started to dig under the cross. They worked hard. After 2 hours, they found the treasure box. Back in the village, Tom and Huck showed everyone the treasure. "Wonderful," they said. "Well done." They counted the money. There was $12,000. And it was all for Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. Everybody in St. Petersburg talked about the adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn and their treasure for a very long time. Penguin Readers, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, Mark Twain, Level 2, retold by Elizabeth Dowsett, illustrated by Peter Cottrell, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Christopher Ragland. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.